farmer would it be bought from the yard?
Aye, well, you see, all what you say that we kept a cow for a year. Mm. My mother churned. Mm-hmm. She churned, she was a great baker, my mother, and he had the buttermilk, which was beautiful.
Mm. See, you're talking about the end of the war, you're talking about the latter end of the war.
Aye.
When you didn't have
right.
Butter and things like that.
But you were a
how did the war years affect the trading in the market?
Well, as you see, the government took over.
Mm-hmm. So it had been privately owned before?
No, it was always council. It was council owned. But the government took over during the war year, mm-hmm. Second World War. They took over for a beef and was on the ration.
Of course.
Aye, and they had a government official there who graded the cattle. Mm-hmm. He brought the cattle mm-hmm. and the beef. Mm-hmm. And he handled the animal, the bullock or heifer or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he had a man with him with the scissors and they're good at it. Mm-hmm. And there was a super special. There was a special. There was an A plus, an A minus, and a B plus, and a B minus. And those were all marked, those marks were put on by scissors. Mm-hmm. Wee short strokes or big strokes, you know, all good, they're good at it. And then you were paid accordingly, then you get your check from the government.
Right.
And those cattle then were shipped over to various abattoirs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Coleraine had a public abattoir in those days, but they could only use so many.
Yeah.
Ballymoney, Ballymena, Belfast, they went all over.
But the markets continued all through
and the
war.
And the markets continued, did they? That's right. No, those were great days.
Was there, how much of the dealing didn't go through the auctioneer?
A few booked actually cattle or lambs or whatever livestock. A few booked those in the market yard. Once that animal or animals mm-hmm. went through the gate, and you sold them to me privately. Mm-hmm. He still got his fees.
Right.
You know, he still got his fees. Once that one went through, that's head went through the gate and was sold at all. He still got his fee.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Mm-hmm. But we've heard about the banter about the crack. It was. You would go to the market even if you didn't have anything to sell.
Oh, of course you would. I mean, it was a farmer's day. He usually brought in his wife on a Tuesday mainly and a Thursday.
Well, I asked that this morning. I said, what about the women?
And she did her shopping.
Uh-huh.
And he went to do his business. Maybe his business was done in the pub or was done in the market, whatever.
Uh-huh.
That was it. And their aims to meet up, whatever.
Yeah.
And she went to the butcher, to the greengrocer, or the grocer, whatever.
Yeah.
And she got her supplies.
Mm-hmm. Because the market must have, I mean, it generated its own businesses. You know, people would go for a fish supper or a pint. So the pubs were getting business.
The market finished around about 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
it finished?
Yeah, that was a finish.
Really?
Down at 6 o'clock and then to 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
You see, if you were after 6 o'clock, you were queued away on up the street. Like you had to get there first.
Mm-hmm. If you were lucky enough to get your cattle in first, as Ronald said, you get your cattle penned.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get your cattle penned, you could have left them and cleared.
Right.
But then, as Ronald said, then any latecomers, they had to stand out in the street,
mm-hmm.
which meant a man in front and a man behind, so they didn't mix.
Right. Mm-hmm. It must have been some mess.